following is a conversation that I had with myself spontaneously on November 11th, 2020. I know for a fact that I was feeling boxed in and trapped at the time and whatnot. I can't clearly speak to what I was feeling, but I know that that is around the time that I started feeling slightly sad and affected by the world, the world's state, and of course the everything tension was high, elections were happening. I don't think riots were still happening, but everything, just existence felt like it was under attack. And so not to mention I hadn't really been in contact with people for a substantial amount of time. And even introverts find a breaking point where they need some sort of community and human contact. So it did take me a good 10 months to find that place. And this is a breakthrough moment for me and my future, in a way, I suppose. I found this archived in a folder that I had titled Quick Offload, meaning that I had just wanted to make sure that I didn't lose what I had captured. But I also didn't know exactly where I should put it. And I clicked on it, started listening to it, and I was like, I'm making a lot of good points here about my life. And some of the things that I'm talking about in this are actually coming true in a way, and I'm not mad about it. I'm actually, whenever I heard it, it actually reinvigorated a sense of desire to want to pursue some of the things that I'm talking about in this episode. And I didn't really set out for this to be the reason. I did this for myself. This was I was just trying to capture a moment in time of my life, and it actually worked, apparently, because I do, like I said, feel inspired again. And so I do hope that you find some sort of inspiration from this, as much as I have anyway. And that is it. I believe that is it. Yes. I do have a Patreon, patreon.com/DanGalvan. You can start getting content like this for only $5 a month. And I think a lot of these solo episodes are going to be there, as they are a much more intimate view into my life. And that's just that. That's just, I don't really need a reason, but that's what I'm going to do. They're going to be there. If you'd like to support me, I would really appreciate that. I think that's enough. I think I'm gonna go ahead and let this play. I hope you enjoy this. And here we go. Looking out the window, I had the thought a second ago. Think about yourself in terms of a book that you're reading. And as I'm staring out the window, looking at all the rich houses surrounding me, I just started thinking, like, what they must have done. And also, while I'm singing to myself, to entertain myself, my own songs, mind you, what would that look like if I was singing those songs for other people? And it actually didn't really much have anything to do with the rich houses. That's just what I was looking at. But then I kind of imagined myself looking at myself through their windows. Like, I'm looking at the apartment complex that I live in from one of their giant mansions. It's almost like a, I don't know if I'm using this word right, but I was going to say esoteric, but I don't think that's even how you use it. It could be right. Anyway, basically, I feel like I was floating outside of my apartment, looking at myself, looking outside the window, thinking, what a waste of talent you are. Like, I wonder what that guy's singing about. I wonder what it sounds like. And I wonder if I would like heard if I could hear him through his window. And just look at like why aren't you tangibly touching the world, manipulating it into what you want it to be? Actively. Because passively you are still manipulating the world into what you want it to be. Based on your actions, which in this case is not non-action, but just passive. So I guess that's just a nice little thought for the day. This podcast thing might be easy, or if I just get comfortable talking to myself. It is a talent and a skill that you can get better at. It really is. And I've heard other people talk about that, and you don't really think that it's true. You think that, sure, I mean, it's just talking. And like, it's just, I don't know. It's just some sort of, I mean, I guess it makes sense because you can get better at writing too. And I'm definitely way better at writing than I am at talking. I think that's because primarily I'm an internal thinker. Also, every time I'm talking on this mic, I feel like I need to be holding my breath. And then I don't know if you've noticed, but every time I'm pausing, I'm like, and it sounds like I'm quietly jizzing in my pants. yeah. So if you've ever wondered what the fuck he is doing when he's pausing, I'm quietly jizzing in my pants. No, yeah, so that's honestly one of the hardest parts, is trying not to breathe into this microphone, and then that makes me severely conscious of what I'm doing. So working on it, we're working on it. So it's Wednesday, the 11th of November, and I think the way that I want to continue with this podcast might be, I don't know. See, the thing is, video is just relatively hard to manage if you are, I don't know. It feels strange looking at the camera all by myself doing a podcast versus looking at another person. Because if I'm looking at the camera, I feel like I'm performing. And if I'm looking at another person, I feel like I'm just communicating. And it's hard thinking about the camera in terms of it being a person. Like, that is what you do when you're vlogging and all that kind of thing. But that's kind of meant to be played up too. You know, like when you're holding a camera in front of your face, people kind of expect you to be more of a character and more excited and all of those sorts of characteristics that I don't generally possess, like, all of the time. Which is why vlogging definitely can come across as inauthentic or unauthentic, whichever is correct, I'm not sure. And it's also why it's hard for me to always continue that, because I feel like I'm just making a movie that I'm acting in and actively writing the script, which is kind of how I started this conversation a second ago, but it feels like you're actually acting it out, and it doesn't feel right. Podcasting is more of a just talking to each other, and it feels way more natural and easy to go for 3 hours. Real easy. People think that is a hard thing to do. It's not. Trust me. You don't realize how many opinions you actually have and how many beliefs that you actually have until somebody questions them, and then you just start to talk, and it's interesting, and you learn, and it will absolutely help with, one, your communication skills with others in a controlled, safe space. And it's kind of like having training wheels for conversations. That's pretty much what having a podcast is. Or this by myself is kind of making me feel like maybe I have a lot of mess going on in my head, and I just need to sit down and categorize all of my thoughts into different subfolders of different things. And maybe that will actually help me be more proactive in the problem that I was talking about earlier, is make something tangible of the life that you are watching pass you by. And that's what actions will do. Spontaneous action has just created a 9-minute me talking to myself and checking the door for the dog because he's crazy. Yeah. Why is it so hard to like manage my breath when I'm talking? I need to figure that out too. And I wish I could do this while, I guess I could do this while sitting on my toilet. That was actually one of my original ideas for this podcast, is just me. I didn't want to call it shit talk or poop talk or brown talk or any of those kind of like weird things. I just wanted to secretly be doing it on my toilet and be drinking my cup of coffee while I'm taking a shit, drinking coffee and peeing freely without having to worry about getting up and down and all that sort of thing. Whether or not that would be suitable for video, I don't know. thumbs up. If hit the thumbs up if you want that to be a thing, and leave a comment if you want that to be a thing. So, how this is going to be audio. So I guess I don't know if this will even be video. If you're listening on YouTube, definitely, first of all, hit the subscribe button, like the video. Those two things absolutely help me as a creator a lot, like a lot. They matter a lot. I would really appreciate the support there. If you can't support monetarily or in other ways like that, just give me a like, give me a sub. That's what I need. Right, the toilet. I mean, I suppose I could just do a top shot now, could be fine, could be interesting. Maybe I'll test that out. Wonder if I could do voices. Donald Trump. No, that's not very good, is it? COVID. Who is that? Who the fuck is that?
It sounds like Dumbledore. It sounds like Donald Trump as Dumbledore with Voldemort on the back of his head coming out of my asshole.
China. I can do China, kind of.
China.
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 Nah, I can't do it. I can't do a Trump. That sucks. Yeah. So I think what I'm actually going to... This actually, now that I'm thinking about this right this second, and I'm talking, if I have just read something or if I've just learned something, I think I might be able to actually unpack it and talk about it while I'm unpacking it. That could be an interesting idea. I should probably try that. I think topics are a good idea. And yeah, so that's where I'm going to stop here. Don't waste your talent. See you later.
It's wild what finding something you thought you might throw away can do for you. Simply offloading files onto my computer and organizing them has created an entire thing that could potentially sustain my life. And you might be a part of that. If you would like to continue these types of conversations, I can't always promise they're going to be 15 minutes long. They could be an hour. They could be 10 minutes. They could be 5 minutes. They could be 2 hours. Who knows? Depending on the topic and what I'm going to talk about, and my feelings and thoughts about it will determine the length. But if you are interested in continuing this relationship and having somebody that you can ask questions to, because that's something that I also would like to do, if you didn't notice. I did forget to say it in that because I wasn't thinking about even putting this out really whenever I was recording that. But I would love if you have questions or topics that you would like to hear me talk about and unpack and give you my opinion on, to send those to my email at, I don't remember what it is. I'll find it later and put it in the show notes. But if you, for right now, you can send it to Dan Galvan on Instagram. You can go to dangalvan.com and submit questions there. Make the subject for the email podcast topic or question, and we can try and get that rolling. I am going to be taking those topics and questions and ideas for free, but that is a premium feature that I have listed on the Patreon. So if I think that you have a question that is something that I definitely want to talk about, I'll definitely do that for free. But if you keep submitting the same question and I'm just not answering it, I probably don't
care enough or don't want to, or maybe I'm embarrassed or have a hot take on something that may not vibe well with the world. Yeah, that'll be premium content for sure. You can hit me on the Patreon, patreon.com/DanGalvan. I bought some books recently and I've been reading more and writing more, and those are really helping me to compartmentalize my thoughts. And I think what I'm going to do is start reading and tell you what I'm thinking about while I'm reading them. Answer the questions that the book presents. Give answers to the questions that the book presents to me. Does that make sense? I think so. If you didn't understand it, listen again. This has been fun. I'm looking forward to continuing to organize and unpack my brain for you. And I think this is going to be an interesting next at least a year. I'll give it a year. If y'all don't love me within a year, I mean, maybe I'm not good enough. Who knows? All right. That's it. See ya.